B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
3 o'clock hour, Mike Mastella Show. Turn it on, it's Wednesday day. We're giving away roses for a correct answer. 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Court Police Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie. We party chase every bit as good. So the first hour, we're kind of celebrating the return of baseball. But now let me get a little deeper, because here's the thing you don't talk about deep down in parties. And that is the honor system. Now, we wondered how we got the news of these Philly players that tested positive down in Clearwater. And we were questioning, what is the protocol down there? Well, they had a protocol down there. And what happened was that when you got into the stadium, they had a medical checkpoint for the people that had access to go down to the facility there on Old Coachman Road in Clearwater, Florida. And they would have daily temperature checks. And when the individuals passed that, they were instructed to sign in at Spectrum Field lobby and sanitize their hands before entering the clubhouse. They had staggered workouts. Only a certain number of people were permitted at a time. Trainers were required to wear masks when treating a player. And when someone departed the clubhouse, he had to sign out and then come, when he came back, sanitize again. Or was signing out, sanitize. So, when you can have all the protocol you want, like we're reading all these rules about how they're going to protect the players in the stadium area, that's not what caused the outbreak. What caused the outbreak, people going out. And so they can't stop people from going out. So it's up to the honor system. Now, we know that this virus is being spread, especially in Florida, because they relaxed their requirements to go out. They didn't require masks, all this. And so when you were out and you were indoors, a lot of people, well, it's Florida, it's hot, right? Well, you go indoors, it's air conditioning. So the germs somehow, when you're going out, that's how somebody contracted it, brought it back. Some others got contracted. So they don't have an answer for this, nor have they set any kind of protocol. Like, this is the question that they don't want to discuss right now. Because what would happen if you get a cluster of players that test positive, a cluster on your same team? How would they deal with that? They don't know yet. And that is the Denver, the Colorado Rockies are having staggered workouts at Coors Field. So they have the protocol down there, that's supposedly a safe environment in the ballpark. And some Rockies tested positive. So it's where else they're getting it and bringing them into this sanitized area. That's the problem. So Major League Baseball, it says in the protocol, will not formally restrict the activities of covered individuals when they are away from club facilities, but will expect the covered individuals in each club to ensure that they all act responsibly. Now, what are the chances, Tyrone, that they all act responsibly?
0%. And that's my concern. I understand that they're going to be playing every day, mm-hmm. months, and players are going to want to, and there will be a few off days in the mix, 6 off days, whatever it may be, and they have families and stuff. So I understand that some of them need to go out. But when I say out, I mean literally out. In Florida, it's been proven now a number of times, and in Louisiana, that they're tracing a bunch of cases, like hundreds of cases, to these specific indoor bars. It's just the bottom line. Like, so one family, they were talking about the healthcare worker where her and 15 of her friends all got mm-hmm. it. Apparently, the Phillies came from a guy's going to an indoor bar, catching it, and then bringing it back. The bottom line is they're playing through September 27th. They cannot go at all into an indoor bar. They just, in my opinion, they can't. Because why would you risk? You're risking the whole season. You can't do it.
Yeah, it's way too risky.
It's just too risky.
Yeah. Yeah,
and
yeah.
I'm not trying to dump on any businesses. It's too risky for the baseball players to do it. It's too risky.
Especially when you can just sit outside.
Right. Like, it's just proven.
Yeah, this is why I think there's a safeguard if you're a home player. Because I think wives will have an influence on this. All the wives of players have to be Karen Hill.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Goodfellas.
Yep, yep.
Right? You're not going out tonight. And she throws the keys. I'm still going out, Karen.
But, you know, the wife has to be really responsible in this kind of thing. But it's on the road where these guys get in the hotels and they feel like they're, you know, they can't. And somebody's going to be an idiot. Baseball players especially are idiots.
You've mentioned that many times.
Yeah, I mean, they really are.
Now, the Phillies, if they go to New York is still pretty much locked down. You can't really go inside any place in New York. Safe. So Mets are Yankees. Boston's pretty well locked down. But Atlanta is not. Georgia's wide open.
Yep.
So when they play, and they're going to play road games against those Braves, and the Braves will obviously be playing those games at home. Mm-hmm. If any Braves or any Phillies go to those indoor bars, it's just proven the rate of the virus shoots way up. When they're in Atlanta, they got to stay at the hotel. They can't go out. When they go to the Marlins, they can't go out. When they go to the Rays, they can't go out. Like, they can't.
I know, but here's the thing. You can't tell a grown man, like, you know, it's funny because it's like it was an AAU team. Like, you know, you could have proctors making sure they don't go anywhere, right?
Here's a pizza party.
Yeah, you can't go do that to grown men.
No. When I say it can't, I'm saying I hope the players don't. Right, there's nothing you can really do to stop them from doing it, but I believe if cases happen, it's going to be these hot spots where a lot of people are congregating indoors because there's tons of proof that outdoors is safer. Doesn't mean it's 0%. Like, there's no chance you get it, but it's just been proven at this point off the all the data that outdoors is way safer.
Mm-hmm.
So stay the heck outside. Please, baseball players.
Yeah, and so this epidemiologist is quoted in a story I read in The Athletic, and he's saying, okay, one positive case should not shut down a league or even a team. So when do you cancel it? What I would look for is clusters. 2, 3, or 4 cases in rapid succession on a team. That suggests that you may have spread within the team. That suggests you may have to think about quarantining or shutting down that team for 2 weeks, which has massive scheduling disruptions.
Yeah, so what?
They don't have any plan.
Right, like how?
They don't.
How will that work?
The league has not provided any benchmark on how many positive tests it would take to close a ballpark or stop a team from competing. And what happens? You can't make up games. Like, you stop a team competing for 2 weeks, they're pretty much
they're
out.
Done.
Right?
Yeah, that's forfeits. And you're spotting the teams all of a sudden. So let's say the Marlins were going to play 4 straight against the Phillies. That could be 4 victories that they just get, and they luck into a playoff spot because of a bunch of forfeits of somebody. Like, that could happen.
Yes, it could. All right, let's get back to the phones. Thomas and Broomall, what's up, Thomas?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, man. How you doing?
Good. You know, I'm happy for baseball coming back. I was hoping more games than 60, but, you know, it is what it is. You know, a big point you're talking about, you know, with all these players, you can't tell them that they can't go certain places regardless of the pandemic. But this thing can stop on a dime, because if players are getting, I'm hoping no players get it, but some have already, you know, this season can stop just like that if a number of players get it, right?
Yeah, it could.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like you trust that these players are going to be responsible. Like, we've all been responsible. Like, I'm responsible. I go nowhere. But I've got, like, I can walk in my backyard and play ball with the dog. And these guys, they start to get a little rammy. They can't go out of their hotel room.
Yeah. You talked about the no doubleheaders. You know, with, you know, say it rains and stuff like that, are they going to try to, you know, do what they always do, try to get the game in, you know, with only 60 games?
They're going to suspend the game. Like, if it happens during a game, they won't replay the game. They'll suspend it, like, the final game of the World Series and pick it up from there.
Gotcha.
All right, man. General knowledge day for you. Gold dip, Rose. Easy general knowledge, Thomas. You can't miss. What is the largest brass instrument in an orchestra?
Oh, my God. I don't even know that stuff.
Oh, no! The largest brass instrument.
Tuba,
think of it.
Tuba,
there it is. Tuba. Of course, you see the bands come on halftime football game. The big tubas in the background.
Mm-hmm. Boop, boop, boop,
boop. Who would want to play that?
I was just going to say, I don't know.
How
I don't
do you
love
select
the tuba.
That as a kid?
Yeah, I don't know. Because the kids who did play the tuba were lugging it.
Yeah.
They were lugging that.
Gotta have a little strength or some girth. It's big.
Yeah, what's to be the tuba
what's,
player.
What's the appeal of it?
Just the,
like you, all you can do is go boop, boop, boop. Like you, you know, it's hard, first of all.
Yeah, it's so hard.
I always assumed that a good chunk of the band kids were being forced by their parents.
To play tuba?
Yeah.
Well, somebody has to play the tuba.
Yeah, I think like, yeah, you're doing something. Yeah. Usually, not every case, but usually they're not the guys from the basketball team that also play the tuba. Like they're not doing a whole lot. Their parents make them do an activity and they make them play. You're going to play the clarinet, the saxophone, or the tuba? Now go.
Why would he not take the saxophone?
Because maybe he wasn't good at it.
Why would he take the trumpet?
He might have tried it. He might not have been good at it.
So he ends up by default with the tuba?
Yeah, or he tried all of them and was really, really working that tuba and wasn't really working the saxophone at the same level, so he stayed with the tuba, or she stayed with the tuba.
Is there ever, like, have you ever seen a little dude play tuba? It's always the big dude
who
plays the tuba.
Yeah, always.
Right? Yeah, it's always a big guy. So I need to hear from a tuba player. I want to trace. It's like contact tracing. I want to trace the origin of the tuba story, because I've actually always been intrigued by that. I selected the trumpet.
Well, that makes sense.
Is that what you played?
Yeah, I played the trumpet.
Can you still play?
I haven't played in a long time, but I can tune a few notes.
I just feel like I just learned something new about you all the time.
Yeah, I was a trumpet player.
Oh my goodness!
Until eighth grade, and then I just that was
okay.
That was the end.
Yeah,
but I marched in a band.
You did, eh?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I'm making this announcement when the Phillies, if they're eliminated from either from the regular season or the playoffs, will open the show with Mike.
That's right. Now, the last time I looked, I couldn't find the trumpet, so I don't know what happened to it.
Got
to
get yourself a new one.
Well, we're running, and you just got to get the reed over the part so that you don't. What's the end part called?
The mouthpiece.
Yeah, you just bring your own mouthpiece to a rented joint.
I have several mouthpieces.
All right, there you go. We'll rent a trumpet, but you use the mouthpiece so you don't have to worry about any germs. And you play taps when the Flyers.
I haven't played in years, and there's an art to the blow into a trumpet.
Don't you have to purse your lips a certain way and your tongue?
You kind of have to spittle into it.
Yes.
You can't, it's not like a lot of people think, because they saw Dizzy Gillespie with the swollen cheeks. Like he wasn't blowing air in. It's not really blowing air into it.
And you're
it's
not like actually you're, touching it, right?
You're vibrating.
Right.
And so it takes a lot to master the trumpet. So I don't know. It's been years. So I don't know if I can master the breath of the trumpet. But because you do, that's why you have a spit valve on the trumpet.
Right.
So you have to, like, as you're playing, you know, let that out.
Yeah.
Because the spittle goes through the tubes of the trumpet.
You have time to practice.
Got time to practice. It's not until a team's eliminated.
You have to oil your valves, too.
Right. There you go.
That'd be a lesson to your kid. Always oil your valves out there. You have to put the valve oil on there. Like, you take unscrew the valves. You always said carry valve oil.
You were a trumpet player.
I was.
Like a legit trumpet player. I played the recorder in fourth grade, but it didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah, I played in a little dance band.
Right.
I was young. You know, then it was like sports just won out. So.
Little Mikey missed with his trumpet. Oh my goodness.
But I was a hand-me-down.
That's okay.
See, this is the thing. I wanted to play a saxophone.
Oh,
but their parents weren't going to cut the check.
No, my brother had started with the trumpet. So they made the investment in the instrument, and they weren't going to make another investment in the instrument.
That's tough.
So I love the
trumpet
saxophone.
Happened to be laying around.
Yeah.
And so that was what I had to pick up if I was going to play an instrument. They had like a band incentive. Like, they had a really good band program. So they would get you early.
Yeah.
Like, so in elementary school, you select your instrument.
Yeah.
And you would play it. So I selected the trumpet because I was told that's what I had to play.
I need to see you play the trumpet.
Yeah, we got to work this out.
Yeah, well, it's been a while. Let's go Rich in Lehigh Valley. Rich, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Rich.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's going on, Rich?
Hey, listen, I called to talk about the baseball return, but right before I get to that, I heard when I was on hold about Tom Jones. I heard Tom Jones in my ear.
Yes.
Now, do you know who the biggest Tom Jones fan is?
There's a big Tom Jones fan, like some
on a television show. Because I crack up every time I hear that song.
Well, no, who's the big Tom Jones fan?
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Carlton.
Oh, he was a Tom Jones fan, Carlton?
Right? He does
was?
The dance to it, yeah. You got to ask Cat and Ty that.
Yeah, Ty has verified it.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't know that.
Every time I hear that song, I crack up because the guy can move and he can actually golf too, Mike.
Who, Tom Jones?
No, Carlton. Whatever his name was.
Oh, Carlton.
Yeah, whatever the actor's name. Yeah,
Carlton's a good golfer?
Yeah, he's decent, yeah.
Really?
Yep. Huh. But no, every time I hear that song, I think of that show and Carlton.
Yeah, the Fresh Prince was kind of like after my time.
After your time?
Yeah, I didn't watch a lot of like sitcoms. So, and that So I didn't see much of the Fresh Prince.
But Ty or Nat have seen that?
Yes.
Before?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right. With the baseball point, Mike, mm-hmm. I think you brought up in the beginning of your show about changing some rules, and I'm so thrilled that baseball's back. I just don't want to tweak it too much. I think you brought up about 4 foul balls,
mm-hmm.
and I think a couple callers ago somebody brought that up, and that's just, it's a one-on-one battle. That's really the only drama in baseball is the pitcher against the batter. Let it go is...
No, I love the battle, but if the battle gets to 5 foul balls, guess what? The pitcher's getting the best of you. So well, that's why I tip my cap to the pitcher. He can make you foul 5 balls off. That means you're just surviving up there.
Exactly. But, Mike, you've played baseball your whole life,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've never seen 3 or 4 or 5, even 5 pitches that you weren't, like, thrilled with, but you just didn't want to get ranked.
Well, here's the thing.
Umpire?
If you're fouling off 5 balls, they're kind of close to the strike zone, but they're precision pitches that you can't hit. So I go, all right, pitcher, you win. 5 foul balls, you got me. And that speeds up the game.
All right. I understand that, but don't you want to go see the next pitch then? Because it might be right
there. Yeah, I want to as a hitter, but as a fan, I'm going, the pitcher's got the best of this guy. Because he's making precision pitches. Unless, you're not going to see a major leaguer really swing at a ball over his head or anything. So those pitches are got like really precision close pitches. And in that case, I reward the pitcher.
All right.
I hate pitchers, believe me.
All right.
But,
Well, they have the upper hand, right? They know what they're throwing.
Yeah, they got the upper hand. But if you're going to throw like sliders that you foul off, you can't hit the guy's slider. So after 5 pitches, you get 2 strikes on you, and then you foul off 5 balls, that's 7 pitches that you had a chance to put in play.
Yeah.
Right?
All right, I got you.
That's all I'm saying. All right, now here we go with your general knowledge question.
All right.
Movie multiple choice. And movie multiple choice says, who said you had me at hello to Tom Cruise? What was the actress's name?
She was in Top Gun.
No, she was not in Top Gun.
No?
Oh, but I'm gonna, since this is multiple choice and you seem to be struggling.
How about Mandy Moore?
Mandy Moore is incorrect. And I was going to give you the multiple choice. I'll give you the multiple choice if I feel you need it. Now, in that case, I didn't feel he needed it.
No, I feel like that's such an iconic line.
Renee Zellweger, who I was a big fan of back then.
I love that movie. It's my favorite movie. One of my top 5.
Yeah, I'm not crazy about the movie.
You had me at hello?
I thought Renee was cute. And then I thought she went a little cuckoo, didn't she, Renee?
Yeah. I don't know if she went a little cuckoo, but
a little cuckoo-look?
Yeah.
Didn't she
had a lot of work done.
She had a crazy problem with Bradley Cooper, didn't she?
I don't know. Wasn't that true?
Wasn't that what it was?
I don't know if that was true.
It was a stormy romance of some sort?
Well, I've heard that, but I don't know if it was all on her.
All right.
That's what I heard.
Are you criticizing your boy? You saying maybe it was his fault?
I'm saying I heard perhaps it was mutual.
Yes, both. Sometimes the relationship could just be volatile.
Yeah.
And both people could be.
She had a couple of those, though, I thought. Renee has had a couple of bad
He hasn't been
turns.
Rock solid either.
Who, Bradley?
Yeah, with the women.
No.
He's had his checker past his darn self. It could be both of them. Listen, I don't blame him. I would have much more checkered if I was Bradley
Cooper.
Yeah,
I think Hollywood creates cuckoo. I'm forgetting some Renee stories, but there were some stories that followed her.
Yeah,
there was some. Now, Matt Breen, who will be on with us at 4 o'clock, he has talked about what the Fanatic will be allowed to do and what he's not allowed to do.
Oh, okay, cool. Matt Breen back in the fold after being off for paternity leave. Congratulations to Matt Breen and his wife.
Yes, sir. He's allowed in the building. Any mascot, this isn't just a Fanatic.
Mm-hmm.
All mascots are allowed, but they are not at all allowed in the field of play, so he cannot go on the field at any point, and he can't go to any restricted areas. So basically, he's going to be in the up on the concourse, in the outfield, but he can't go on the field or the dugout or any of that stuff.
Uh-huh.
All that's out for all mascots just happens to include the Fanatic. So I think there's a way to use him, but he won't be anywhere near any players.
I'm sure the Phillies will come up with something magnificent for him to do.
Yeah, I'm not saying he won't, but he can't go anywhere near the field to play, basically, is the rule. Or the locker room, because that's a restricted area. So he'll have to change. I'm sure he has his own changing area already.
And what's the point of him?
Because he's going to be there for TV. You wouldn't miss him just a little bit if he wasn't a part of it. Just a little bit.
He can't do his thing and be on the field. I mean, what's the point?
He can do it just from behind. I mean, from a safe distance.
Yeah, but the whole thing about him is his sticking his snout in little kids' faces, and you know that's the essence of the Fanatic.
I find his presence to just be calming.
Come on. All right. Yeah.
Doesn't he make you feel better? You don't look at him and just feel a little bit better about life.
You're asking me that question?
About life? Well, anybody.
About life?
No, he just makes you smile. He just brings joy.
My account was overdrawn. I saw the Fanatic. Now I feel rich.
No, that's not what I mean.
The Fanatic, with all due respect to your leg, the Fanatic has no effect on me whatsoever.
He does not make you smile at all.
I don't think he's ever once made me smile.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that's his purpose.
I don't think he's, like, not one time have I smiled.
He sparks joy.
I don't think.
He sparks joy.
He sparks joy.
He does.
610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Quarter for update time at 3:30 on the Mike Missinelli Show. It's brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Let's see what our numbers have changed. Natalie?
Thanks, Mike. Over 300 votes on this one so far. Are you excited about the rule changes for the 2020 baseball season? 45% say yes, 55% say no. So
55% are not excited about the extra inning rule? Like, what are the rules we...
Well, the universal DH.
Yeah. DH and the, they're not excited about that?
No. 55% are not.
National League City, I guess they're used to not know DH.
Yeah, I don't mind the DH. I don't like the extra inning thing.
You don't?
I do not. Nope.
Hmm.
Don't like it. Just still play baseball.
Well, yeah, but you know, they suppose game, you get an 18 inning game, messes you up.
It could. I would almost want to, like,
you're still playing baseball. You just got a man at second. Pitch your way out of it.
I get it. It's just something about it I don't care for. I do the DH thing. I always look at it as I never tune in to see the pitcher bat.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't care.
Okay.
Like, National League, I think that there's less skill in managing in the American League. I think there's more skill normally. But if you want to make it the same, fine. I don't tune in to see anybody bat, any pitcher bat. But something about that second base I don't like.
Well, I kind of like it. And I'm a purist. I kind of like it because I think it actually increases the strategy and it puts more stress on the pitcher. Like, you get a guy at second base, you pitch, first of all, you're pitching out of stretch, right?
Yeah.
And you got to check, like, you got to make sure he doesn't steal third on you. So you got to pay a lot of attention to that guy. And then, like, the strategy in the dugout on whether you're going to have the guy try to hit to the right side, just try to swing away, drive him in, or bunt him over to the third base. And, you know, at that point, if you bunt him over to third base, now it puts an extra responsibility on the pitcher that he's got to have everything low because a fly ball loses the game. So right. He's got to be extra sharp.
Now, strategy, you mentioned that. Mm-hmm. With these extended rosters, will they have a guy who maybe would normally be, who knows, double A, trip, whatever it is, but he's really fast? Do you have him pinch run for the guy who had the last out in the previous inning?
I don't think you could do that.
Not allowed. That guy has to stay in the game?
Yeah, I think the last out, that's... That guy has to.
You can't have
a specialty player who...
I'm saying he would stay in the game, hypothetically. I'm saying your left fielder got the last out. You put in your fastest player who's a center fielder, you put him in left field, and now that guy has to stay in the game? So it could be a slow runner? It has to be? Wherever it lies?
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't think you can still pinch hit
for guys.
Yeah, I guess you could replace anybody at any time, but the object is to have the guy who made the last out be the runner at second base, so it doesn't give you a specialized advantage.
Okay.
But I assume that you may say, you could say, well, I was going to take that guy out of the game in the ninth anyway. I don't know how that works. It's a good question.
Because I'm thinking if you have a really fast guy, and every so often you hear about these guys that can't really hit at all, mm-hmm. but they're really fast. All of a sudden, if he can just get to third, if he can just steal third.
You're talking about Roman Quinn being thrown on the field at that point.
Yeah. Which, all right, Jay Bruce, you struck out. All right, Roman, you're in second base.
I don't know.
If you steal third.
It's funny. We have to ask Jason if that's going to be allowed to do, because the object is not to give the team too much of an advantage. Just to get a guy on second base.
Right. If that guy has to stay in. But also, what if that guy, my ankle's turned.
Yeah.
Taking a lead.
It's true.
My ankle. I got to replace the fastest guy in the pit.
We have to iron that one out. So if you notice, you're watching on TV, both Ty and Natalie have Philly attire on today in honor of the start. I didn't get the memo, because they assumed I didn't have any Philly jerseys.
Right.
That's correct.
Let's not include Mike. We thought there's no way Mike has
the fact
Philly
is
anything.
That I do have a genuine Philly's jersey.
That you don't.
I do have one. And it was presented to me when I was, like, this is my first year at Sports Talk Radio. I still work with Steve Fredericks for the 93 World Series. And we broadcasted this place outside that was then the Holiday Inn. And they had a huge tent as big as the hotel. And they called it the Thunder. We called it the Thunderdome.
Oh, I like that.
Because it was jam-packed with... And so they gave us both a Phillies jersey to wear for the Thunderdome.
Oh, that's nice.
But I do believe I've never worn it. I don't think I've ever worn it because I'm pretty sure it has Missinelli on the back. It either has my name or it has Kevin Stocker.
You don't know which one.
I forget. I'm pretty sure, though, it has my name on it. And I would never... wear a jersey would have my name on. What kind of a D would I look like walking out in public with my own name on a Phillies jersey?
I always think that that's a violation. I always think that that's a violation. So just so we know, do you have any Eagles thing that you could wear on an Eagles day?
I have a hat.
And you have the visor.
Yeah.
No, but not like a shirt or a jersey or anything.
No,
but you do have the visor.
I don't have an Eagles jersey.
Okay. Flyers. Do you have any Flyers?
I do have a Flyers t-shirt.
Okay.
And a Flyers hat.
And Sixers.
I have Sixers stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's good. Now we can.
Yeah.
But it all
hangs in my closet. Like I have.
I know you don't wear it.
I don't wear it.
Would you wear it?
If we were a special
occasion. I brought the hats out every now and then.
I know. I assumed that you wouldn't wear it.
Game one, if the Sixers make the finals against the Lakers or the Clippers, we're wearing Sixers stuff that game one.
All right, okay.
For example.
All right.
Just give an example.
Oh, man. I give a lot of it away to, like, relatives.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Sorry. Now, on that note, let me throw this by because it started to remind me of, like, what you look like in public. The other day, I saw an older man with shorts. He had white hair on the side, and he was bald. He had like white chest hair, and he was bare chested, walking in public. And he had like he was carrying a little plastic white grocery bag.
That's a violation.
It's I'm trying to figure out, like, what is that?
Was he hot? Just hot?
I don't know. He just was walking around near the grocery store area. I don't know if he shopped that way. He had a bag, but he was walking towards the grocery store instead of away from the grocery store. So I don't know what was in the bag, but he was just an older gentleman with a kind of a tanned, but a belly with like white chest hair and like
put a damn shirt on.
Hey, maybe he's feeling his quarantine bod.
Yeah, so what?
Wants to go show it off.
Sometimes. Put a shirt on. You are in public.
I'll be honest with you. I thought it was odd.
It is odd.
It's odd to me whenever I see somebody with no shirt.
Yeah. Even if you're jacked, I think it's odd.
Yeah, but there's some guys that like them because they are jacked or like they're mowing their own lawn and whatever it is. This guy was just walking around the street, the pavement.
That's interesting, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
all right.
Maybe he was hot. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, he didn't have his shirt tucked in, though. It's not like he took the shirt off. He actually like left the house that way.
He was just shirtless.
Yeah. Yes.
Well, they don't serve you in the supermarkets if you don't have a shirt on, right?
I guess, so I don't know where he was going. He didn't look like a kooky guy either. Like he didn't look like some crazed person. He had Bermuda shorts on. They were real nice. And he's just walking... You're bare-chested.
Quarantine. People
older
are just
guy.
Kind
he had
of,
to be close to 70, I thought the guy was.
People are just doing their thing.
All right. Let's go to Joe in Ontario. What's up, Joe?
Hello. Actually from Havertown, but live up here. Now, hey, I'm going to disagree with you on the fanatic, but it is nice to talk to a fellow member of the Italian kid who played the trumpet until grade 8 and then got a law degree and did something different. So
hey, let's talk that anyway. Yeah, thank you very much. I could have been famous. Yeah, I could have been Miles.
Not me. Yeah. I had a chance to maybe add to your general knowledge. I came in a little bit late. I caught the end of the Cinderella slipper thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, yeah, you probably figured out it was a glass slipper because it was only supposed to fit the one. But there's a little bit of controversy because I'm actually a French teacher. And the word for glass in French is verre, but there's another word, verre, which means squirrel fur. And so there may have been confusion about what that slipper was actually made of.
Ah, okay.
If you care to know.
All right. Could have been.
And otherwise, I would just add that I hate the DH in any form, and I have to go watch in the Plastic Palace here. Got to go watch the Blue Jays play with the DH, and I can't stand it. And I'm not looking forward to having that. The guy on second thing, I'm thinking maybe you play the 10th and the 11th inning and then you go to that. That might be a compromise, but I don't know what you think.
Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea either. Play two innings and then you go to it. Because you do play an overtime period in hockey before you get to the shootout. So how'd you get to Ontario from Havertown?
I was traveling across the States with my French friend that I knew from Denmark, and I met my Canadian wife in San Francisco. And as you can guess, I've said that a few times before, but she's from up here, and I moved up here and love it, actually. But, you know, I get back a couple, three times a year.
You made the sacrifice of another country for a woman. I admire that.
Yeah.
Good for you, bro.
It was in my interest, too.
All right. Okay. Now, I got a gold dib rose for you if you can answer a multiple choice question.
Uh-oh.
Are you ready for that challenge?
Ready
this
as ever.
This is called General Knowledge for Dummies.
Uh-oh.
All right. Give me three of the seven deadly sins.
Okay. We got avarice. We got greed. We got lust. We got, is that three?
What's avarice?
Avarice is stinginess, isn't it?
Avarice is not a deadly sin.
Oh.
You blew your shot. No. It's wrath, greed. If you see the movie Seven, you can recite these. Sloth is my favorite. Pride, gluttony. They exploded the man by... Force them to eat cans of spaghetti, Tyra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, my stomach would have exploded with one can of spaghetti. but he had about 20. Yes. Envy and lust.
It's hard to avoid all seven of those.
Yeah.
God, you can dodge a couple of them, five of them. But two of them, you're going to... Apparently, avarice is greed, but he didn't know that, so it's out.
Oh, yeah, I thought it was something. Yeah, he had the wrong thing.
He said stinginess.
Yeah,
no.
Okay, avarice is greed. I would have gave him that had he said greed.
Yeah, he didn't, so...
All right, 610-632-0975. By the way, I got to tell you that after the break, the story that I just read about a husband who found out that his wife was cheating on him with his friends who were invited to the wedding.
No.
It's an amazing story on how the guy handled it.
Yikes.
It's coming up after this, Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
346. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5. The Fanatics. One open line, 610-622-0975. One player for a contender. Now the news says he's out for the NBA bubble. And that is Avery Bradley, who has been kind of joined at the hip with Kyrie Irving as far as the... issues and the emphasis they're putting on social justice and racial equality and all that, and empowerment and all that. He's out. Avery Bradley is not going to participate in the rest of the NBA season. For the Lakers, he started 44 games this year for them. Now, he's got an asterisk here because he has his son, Liam, has a history of struggling to recover from respiratory illnesses. And so he decided to remain with his family and the well-being of Zola's child and his six-year-old son.
Hurts the Lakers.
It does hurt the Lakers.
And good for him. If you got to do what your family's more important, period.
Yeah.
They just are. But the Lakers, one of their weaknesses is perimeter defense. He's a very good perimeter defender.
Yeah, he is.
They can't replace him. And if Davis has to now do a bunch of scrambling on defense and Dwight, that hurts their offense. That could hurt the Lakers.
Yeah, and they're going to sign apparently J.R. Smith.
Yeah, and
Bradley.
And
he can't guard you.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. He can make more shots, but yeah.
Avery Bradley says, "As committed to my Laker teammates and the organization as I am, I ultimately play basketball for my family. And so at a time like this, I can't imagine making any decision that might put my family's health and well-being at even the slightest risk. He will use this time away to focus on the formation of projects to help strengthen communities." All right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go Danny and Easton. Danny, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Danny.
How you guys doing?
What's up, Dan?
So I got a big problem with the MLB getting rid of the pitchers hitting in the NL. I feel like they're not going to go back to it at all. I feel like they're looking for an excuse to implement the universal DH, and there's just no way they're going to go back to it.
Why is that a problem for you?
Well, because like I enjoy watching the pitchers hit, and it takes away the strategy because a lot of the times you could either walk the eighth batter and face the pitcher, or you could face that eighth batter and then face the pitcher starting up the next inning, and it takes all that away. It takes away all the strategy. I'm completely against it.
Well, you're a National League guy, right? So you're used to
DH. Yeah, I'm a Mets fan. I've been a lifelong Mets fan.
Yeah, you're used to no DH, but you'll get used to the DH. It doesn't matter to me either way because pitchers hitting these days is kind of a joke anyway.
No, it's not a joke because when the Mets have DeGrom who can hit, Syndergaard can hit, a lot of these pitchers can hit.
What's the percentage of pitchers that can hit?
Not a lot. I mean, Bumgarner, he hits bombs. DeGrom can hit.
We're talking about less than 1% of the pitchers in baseball.
It's exciting when they go to bat, though.
It's not exciting at all.
Watch them bat.
What's exciting about it?
What do you mean?
It's only exciting because you follow a couple pitchers that get hit.
No, it's exciting because, like, usually you're not expecting it, but when they do get a hit, it's more exciting than when a normal player gets a hit. And that will draw more people to watch.
Yeah, nobody's going to draw. Nobody comes to the TV to watch a baseball game and see a pitcher hit. And it may be exciting to you. It's not, in general, exciting at all. Now, the National League may resist it next year. But for this year, it makes a ton of sense.
No, they're definitely not going to go back to it. Because MLB they've been looking for an excuse to implement it.
I don't know.
This is their excuse.
I don't know. Maybe they won't implement it. But you don't have a problem with it this year, though, do you?
Not this year.
Okay.
I mean, this year is going to be exciting. I mean, like 60 games. Every game is going to mean something, which is awesome. I'm super excited for this year.
There's no longer any value for pitcher hitting. there really isn't.
I mean, like,
they don't even hit in the minor leagues. It's like
awesome. Ever see Bartolo go up there to bat?
It's not fun at all to watch those guys try to.
He swings his helmet flies off. That's awesome.
Come on, man. Let me give you a general knowledge question.
All right.
People who play instruments.
Oh God.
All right, let's go with this one. Johann Sebastian Bach and the Phantom of the Opera. What instrument are we talking about?
I'm going to take a wild guess here. I'm just going to guess violin. I have no clue.
No, I'm a Phantom of the Opera. Do we have a little pipe organ music? Dun, 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 dun.
Yes. That was on over the weekend.
The Phantom of the Opera?
Mm-hmm.
It's the organ. And Johann Sebastian Bach played the organ? I thought, is that?
I thought he played the piano.
Did they have organs back then when he was? Was the organ invented?
I mean,
when Johann was?
I guess if wherever your questions are from, say it.
Me, yeah.
I'll look into it.
Bach says organ was his instrument.
Johann Sebastian Bach.
The last caller. That.
What, was that justice that he didn't get it?
No, but. yeah, it is. DeGrom hit 189.
Yeah.
Syndergaard hit 153.
DeGrom is an okay hitter. He looks like he stays in there. Again, and so does Syndergaard. But the chances that they're going to hit are not good, even though they stay in there.
Zach Greinke, who is the best, he batted 219, and he's the best at it.
Yeah, it's not fun to watch. The only thing that would prevent you from accepting the DH is that you like the strategy involved in having to pinch hit for a pitcher and all that kind of stuff. But the minor leagues have kind of phased out the pitchers hitting, so when they come up here down that anyways, it's not worth it anymore. Jeff and Ambler. Jeff, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jeff.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
What's up, Jeff?
Yeah, I agree with the DH thing. I'm done with the pitcher's hitting. It's like watching Andrew Knapp hit.
Yeah, and most of the time, you send them up to bunt in situations, and they struggle to do that. They practice 1,000 bunts, but during a game, when a guy's throwing a moving pitch, it's different than batting practice when you're practicing bunts.
I agree. I have a violation for you. You're talking about the uniforms.
Mm-hmm.
With a guy's name on the back.
Yes.
I had the ultimate violation. I had a guy last year at the stadium with his name on the back wearing number 20.
Yeah, that Phillies jersey has been on the same hook on my closet for 20 years.
But more
than 20.
Or 20, right? It's stocky. You can't have a Hall of Fame.
I don't even know what. I don't remember what the number. I think that I have to look at when I come out. I think it's a number 11 with my name on the back.
Stocker was 19.
He was 19? Well, then maybe it's 19 with my name on the back. It's something.
But that's not 20 or 32.
I hear you. You can't take a famous number and put your name on the back.
No. I have a question for you. Why don't they test the players every game? And then they don't have to worry about all this other crap with having to socially distance and have the players sit in the stands. Why don't they just test the players before every game?
Well, they're going to try to test as much as they can.
They could do it every day.
I guess they could.
Then you don't have to worry about throwing the ball around and having to
Well, you still have to be cautious about, not spreading germs, so. Just because you tested positive doesn't mean that the ball couldn't contaminate you.
If you test, if all the players test negative, they know they're not sick.
Yeah, they could be asymptomatic, though.
It's ridiculous. And the fanatic,
you could be asymptomatic, and there's a period of time that you could not know you're positive.
I don't know. It just seems it's going to be silly.
Well, it's not silly. What's silly about it? Yeah, they're going to try it. And it's worth trying. If it doesn't, it could turn out to be a disaster. Like, if you get a cluster of guys on a team that then they have to stop playing, that would be a disaster.
Okay, then how are they going to play football in 2 months?
I don't know. We're not at that bridge yet. We're coming towards that bridge. All right, man. Here's your general knowledge question for a Rose. Let's go with this one here. If you have arachnophobia, what are you afraid of?
Spiders.
Correct. Spiders. This is the easy general knowledge category. We'll get to general knowledge for dummies in the 4 o'clock hour. But coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll talk to Matt Breen about the new baseball regulations, how they're going to pull this off. He covers the Phillies. Will the Phillies' positive tests have any effect on this team opening the season? Mike Missanelli Show, back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.